of God tonight. Hallelujah.
We are standing on holy ground.
Yes, Lord.
And I know, I believe it, Father, your angels all around.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Father. Yes, Lord. Believes that tonight.
Amen.
Pretty simple. He said where two or three would gather in my name, I'd be there in the midst. I heard two amens. That was enough. He's here. Hallelujah. I'm surprised to see the Westerners in there. Amen. Good to see y'all. You know, you're in the front row anytime. I always tell people, don't worry about sitting in the back. Just sit on the front. Well, God bless you. It's good to have you here tonight. You turn real good. Well, don't ask Dr. Lyle. That just means it's just okay. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. It's good to be a Christian more than anything. It's good to be saved by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Well, I don't want to prolong the time too much tonight, so let's just get right into the scripture. That's all right. Hebrews chapter 13. Brother Samson last time.
Amen.
I sure did too. I don't mind a brother from India preaching and says, you know what, I feel like I'm in India right now. It means he felt at home, and I appreciate that. Because I believe we are from a different home. I don't think India and America, or really when you're a child of God, has anything to do with anything. Are you in Christ? You know, the prophet said we'd all, the bride would gather in one place. That was in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It doesn't have to be America or anywhere. As long as you're in Christ, you'll be there, resurrection morning. Hallelujah. I'm just so happy today when I think of it. You think of everything that God does for us, and how do we even get discouraged? I mean, how do I even get sad anymore when I think that my heart beats just fine? I ain't sick. Every time we're sick, what does he do? Comes and he heals us. Every time we're depressed, come on, get back up. You can do it, boy. And he's just so gentle with us and what we deserve. I deserve him to whack me over the head every day. He just gives me a little pat. Here comes the Holy Ghost, and he witnesses, and we just feel great, don't we? I just appreciate it so much tonight. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bond with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
Amen.
Remember them which have the rule over you, and which have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, and today, and forever. Be not carried away with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. I'd like to preach tonight, with the help of the Lord, the end of our conversation. The end of our conversation. Let's bow our heads together. And as we bow our heads to the Lord, do you have a need from God? If you'd like to lift your hands and say, God, hear my cry tonight. God bless each one. I believe you see. Let's pray together. You pray your own way. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for letting us come together and just to feel your presence again, Lord. It means so much more than anything this world ever has to offer. And Father, we ask more than anything Lord, that you would be happy with us tonight. Lord, believe, and I'm in the congregation of Christians, Lord, we've been changed from death unto life. We believe that the grace of God has been extended to us. But Lord, our heart's desire is that we could just somehow show that love back to you. We pray tonight you'd help us by the Spirit to walk according to everything you'd have for us. We know the time's coming, Lord, where all things must be fulfilled. And it's the end of all things. Oh God, help us to redeem the time tonight. Hear our humble cry. And while others are calling, Lord, don't pass us by. We invite you here, Lord, knowing that you said if we'd open the door, you'd come. You'd come wherever you're invited. And we don't just invite you. We want you nice and welcome, Lord. That, Lord, if there's sin in our heart, oh, God, have your way. Just tear us to pieces to make sure that we don't have any wickedness in us, Father. Help us, Lord, we pray. I pray for the people, the needs on their heart that I don't know, but I know the Spirit does. And I know you care, Father. I pray that faith would rise and that, Lord, you'd be glorified and meet each need tonight. Commit this service into your hands, Lord, and we thank you again for being here. We ask it all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Believe it tonight. You may be seated. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Looked it up today. We started this Hebrews series May 22nd. It means almost coming up on a year. I don't know if we'll make quite a year. I don't know how long the Lord wants me to stay here. But I've appreciated it. I've seen things I've never seen before. Ooh, can I say that as a preacher in the message? That I learn things. That God continues to reveal his word to me. And every time he does, it gets better. And it gets clearer. It makes sense again. When Satan tries to come and bring cloud and doubt, all of a sudden the word comes and there ain't no cloud or doubt anymore. Because the word is light. The word is God. When darkness tries to rise, all you need is any light. And you'll destroy darkness. Giving the devil too much credit. All he's got is darkness, and darkness is just the absence of light. It's not even a substance in itself. And the devil, he's just an old bluff anyhow. If you'd realize that Christ already knocked his teeth out 2,000 years ago, I think we'd walk as Christian victors a little bit more than what we do sometimes. You might get a free sermon tonight. It's starting to look that way. You know what? I've learned, and I haven't been ministering too long, but I've learned enough that I don't have anything good to say anyways. I'm just a man. My words will fail. But if God's got something to say, that's the right thing to say. I've had many sermons where I've got done with it, and I said, Lord, I have no idea what you're trying to do there. And then a witness will come back. This is what I needed to hear. This is what I needed to hear. And that God, and it's just his vindication at the end of a service to me is everything. To me is everything. I don't think any minister should preach without that. Can I preach that tonight? Is that all right? Brother Branham himself said, if the angel of the Lord doesn't come here and vindicate what I said, then what I said is false. Amen. But God witnesses of his word. He witnesses to a man who will step aside and say, I'm not here to stand for Andrew Kressel. I'm not here to stand for Defiance, Ohio, Truth Tabernacle. I'm here to stand for the word. Yes, and the word is God. Yes, the word is not a doctrine, it's a person. And that person stands here with us. He stands in us. And he's our life. He's our being. He's not very far from any one of us. As we just read there, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake thee. How many believes that tonight? Amen. So when we have needs on our heart, look, church, you have needs. It's not time to keep needs. It's time to give them to him. Amen. Say, where is he?
He lives in me.
Yes, he does.
I'm talking to believers tonight. I guess we're not evangelizing. We're talking to believers tonight. Amen. If you've received the Holy Ghost, here, let me just look this way. Your holiness scale. You ready? Brother Alexander showed me this. I like this a lot. He's doing a Sunday school lesson with this. He said, he had a little questionnaire. He said, your holiness from 1 to 10. And then below that said, what's your holiness going to be 5 years from now? Where do you see yourself at? You know, assume you're born again, a Christian, all those things. What you got? And he said he asked another, I'm not going to tell his name. But he said that he missed it. So he asked me. And it was, what's your holiness 1 to 10? What's your righteousness 1 to 10? What's your power, your authority, and all that stuff? And I said, brother, they're all 10s. He's like, good job, you got it right. Why? Because it's not me I'm talking about. It's me in him. And in him is no variableness at all. In him is light. In him is power. And in him is authority. That's what the word has come to show us in the last day. It wasn't a new doctrine. Can you hear me tonight? It's not a new move or new denomination. It's the original plan. It's what
God showed Adam.
Amen.
As a son. This is how you act, son.
Yes.
See that tree? You don't like it there? Tell it to get over there.
Amen.
You got the faith of a mustard seed. And I don't think Jesus would bluff you. If you stayed at that mountain, get up and get over there and obey. How many believes that tonight?
Yes.
So why do we still have sickness in the Church of the Living God? Come on now. Why do we still have doubt in the Church of the Living God? Why do we still go, oh, am I really going to make the rapture? You see how quick doubt can get in. But if you'll just get a mustard seed of faith, not a bunch of make-believe, you can have a whole pile of make-believe. That ain't going to get nowhere. But one, and I love how Brother Neville said it, Brother Branham's pastor. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Right. Said it's not about getting more faith. It's just about keeping faith.
Because
if you really believe, look, and I believe we can suffer things, and God lets us, and we learn from that, and I thank him for it. I'm glad he doesn't spoil me like a little child and I become a spoiled brat. And I don't want my son to be like that. I'm glad you don't want me to be like that.
Amen.
But at the same time, when he told me by his stripes I'm healed, I believe that. Say, I don't feel it. You don't need to feel it if you believe it, because it will automatically come to pass.
Right.
Abraham believed God and he counted those things that were not. They weren't there. You couldn't scientifically find it. But he knew it. Because what God has said is always true. And what God says, he is able to perform. And God said that he would have a bride without spot or wrinkle.
Amen.
And the prophet said, when you hear this message from your
brother,
believe it now with all your heart, unreservedly. God, stay in the grace of God, church. Stay in the grace of God, and you'll never get discouraged again. You're not trying to earn it. You're not trying to be it. You just are it.
Amen.
I'm trying to get to the end of our conversation. What was Paul trying to lay out? We went through Melchizedek and showing who that was and how Paul came and said, look, you think Abraham was good? I'm going to show you the man that Abraham had to pay tithes to. The guy that you're lifting up, this priesthood that you're lifting up, this Levitical priesthood that you guys have all sold out to, I'm going to show you who it paid tithes to before it even got here.
Amen.
Well, even in the loins of Abraham, he had to start paying tithes. Could you imagine you getting taxed before you got born? Come on now, what's the difference? Isn't that right? Why? Because this was a man like no other man. This was a man who never had a beginning. Never had an end. Had no descent, had no father, no mother, but was made like unto the Son of God. Abides a priest continually.
Yes.
It's talking about something that goes to eternity. It's talking about something that always was. My, how hard it is sometimes when we begin to reason with things and we let the devil get us on the wrong track down here in time, it doesn't make sense anymore.
Right.
Because we only learn in time. We only know things in time. Look, we need to get out of that. How? By one Spirit.
Yes.
Not by power, not by might, not by... but by the Spirit, saith God.
Amen.
We lift up into a realm. And if you get into that realm, all of a sudden everything is good. You're not trying. You're not struggling. I believe that's what heaven's all about.
Amen.
You just walk around and say, well, I'm going to do that. I don't know. Or I know. I just know. Where I'm at is the will of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says, do not forsake the assembly of yourselves together. Hey, praise God, you did it.
Amen.
People always try, what should I do? What should I do? And they threaten them. Just do what the Word says. You'll never go wrong. Never, ever will you go wrong following the Word of God. When he said that, you know, when you wash each other's feet, this is something I'm telling you to do. He says, happy are you. Why? Because you know he told you to do it and you're doing it.
Right.
So you're good.
Amen.
When you go into all the world and you preach the gospel to every creature, that's something he told you to do.
Amen.
When you go into all the world and you're afraid to preach the gospel to every creature because they might think you're a weirdo and you're afraid to say we believe in prophet because they don't like that and, you know, blah, blah, and they're Baptists and they're this and we're going to play this little game back and forth. That's not what he's supposed to do. Don't preach the gospel. So, Brother Andrew, you want to stand up to the pulpit, too? Not just this one. I'm talking about the one out there.
Yeah.
You're all missionaries. I don't know if you want to be or not, but you are.
Amen.
You're signed up.
Right.
You signed up as a Christian. You're going to be a missionary because it was given to every Christian to go into all the one preach the gospel.
Amen.
I just had it here this last, actually, when was that? What is today? Wednesday. It would have been Monday, I believe. Monday, it was ninth period class, and they began to talk about marriage or something, and they asked me something about it, and I said, okay, you ready? So I'm going to tell you what Jesus said about it. They're like, yeah, we want to know. And no, you didn't hear me yet. Are you sure you want to know what the Bible's got to say about this? Because I'm going to tell you. Nathan, oh, come on, Mr. Kressel, come on. I know. I don't know if you're ready yet. I'm going to try that one more time. And it's probably like Peter, the third time where he said, do you love me? You know, Peter, do you love me? Eventually he's like, come, well, you know I love you. Man. Fine, just tell us. I said, all right, fine. Jesus said, except a man put away his wife for fornication, and I explained what fornication was, then she's going to go commit adultery. And if you marry her, that's put away, you're going to commit adultery. So when you have these people getting divorced and married, they're committing adultery. Yeah, how about I tell you that never gives any grounds for a woman to remarry? But a man can put away his wife for fornication and marry another woman. You know what that ended up leading into? We got to talk about circumcision for a little while. Right there in public schools? Why? Who gave me my job? The same one that told me to go into all the world and preach the gospel. So where I am, I don't sit there and fret like, Lord, where am I supposed to be here? No, I'm here. This is where I'm supposed to be. I'm going to do what he said where I am.
Amen.
At all times. And then you walk in peace. Why? Because you're serving God by grace. Why do we do things for God? We love him.
Amen.
And we like to make him happy.
Amen.
It's not a struggle. He's not, oh, man, Lord. Twisting my arm. No, I love him.
Amen.
And I've got a revelation of what prayer is.
Yes.
It's not religion. It's not some ritual. It's me getting in communion with him.
Amen.
Who else you want to talk to? Come on now. Who else is worth talking to? Who else is worth hearing from?
Amen.
And I did. Just laid it right out there. Go ahead. Here's the word. Hey, look, the soap's here. He didn't get rebuked for throwing that seed everywhere. We thought that was a pretty bad plan. Didn't know anything so. It's going by the wayside. It's getting on the stony places. What are you doing, man? You're wasting all the seed. No, you got the wrong kind of seed.
Right.
We got internal seed.
Amen.
There's plenty. You're not going to run it out. You're a little goldfish out in the ocean saying we're going to drink all this up. No, go ahead. You're not drinking enough because you're starving. And that's the church of the living God. And let's bring it home. The message of the hour, the people are supposed to believe it. Just sipping on the word. Glory mean? Not you, but you brought up to where he is. That's what glory is.
Yeah.
Full of glory.
Yeah.
Paul's prayer was that I want you to be full with the fullness of God.
Amen.
Not just enough to get a, like Brother Branham said, enough religion to make you miserable. I ain't interested in that. And that's where too many people are.
Yes.
God help us to realize the grace of God.
Amen.
Aren't you glad for some of you out here Sunday how the Lord just showed us what grace really was all about? We didn't have nothing to do with it. Hope that didn't just knock your legs off your legalistic ideas. But hey, right now, if you're saved today, you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, all because of the predestination of God. He saw you before the foundation of the world when you were in Christ.
Yes.
In the Logos, in the Word, he saw his sons and daughters.
Amen.
And he said, I didn't pick you because you were great. I didn't pick you because you were many. I picked you because I loved you.
Amen.
Where's his love? In the elect.
Amen.
That's his love. And oh my, the unbeliever looked at that and said, oh, this is unjust God, unjust God. Look how he does. Here's Cain. That's actually what I told my students. I remember this now. They said, why was Cain refused? And they said, because, you know, he was jealous of his brother or something like that. And God kind of picked on him is what they were trying to say. And they said, God have mercy. Read the whole story, please.
Yes,
when God knew he had done wrong, you know what God did? He didn't just let him go. He said, step right there in front of Cain and said, hey, look at me. You want to serve me? All right, I'll tell you. See your brother over there? No, you don't like him. I'm going to tell you right now. Just do what he did.
Right.
And not only that, not only will I accept you, but I'm going to let you do this. I will make you his ruler.
Right.
And I said, okay, if God did that, and then Cain turned around and said, I don't care. Whose fault is it now? And I said,
right.
It's not God's. I said, you're under the same opportunity right now.
Amen.
You have been brought the word of God, and it's in me. I'm a living epistle. Don't know that of all men. I know who I have believed.
Yes.
And I'm persuaded he's able to keep me against that day.
Amen.
I believe he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I believe that the same God that lived in Christ, that healed the sick, that knew the thoughts and intents of the heart, lives in me.
Amen.
The same works that he did, I believe I do also.
Amen.
The old carnal mind will tell you I'm being proud, but I'm telling you the truth. The same spirit still works.
Amen.
And actually, I've never, one time, I've failed him many times, but he's never failed me yet.
Amen.
I said, well, whose hands is it then if you come and God tells you he loves you and he went and died for you, and all you have to do is repent. And I even explain that. Not just feeling bad. Everybody feels bad for doing wrong, especially when you get caught.
Yeah.
So that's not what repentance is about. Repentance is not only sorrow, but to have a change of mind and say, I am done going that way.
Right.
I will go with you.
Yes, sir.
And that's all God needs from you, because you can't walk that way. But the second you say, Lord, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to stop. I'm willing to give it to you. I'm not going to live no more. I'm here to die.
Amen.
Just like Samson, when he was standing there chained up, long backslid. You're long back. Look, he was there too. All he had to do was say, once more. What was his prayer? Let me die.
Amen.
You want success in Christ, just get down on the ground and just bury yourself.
Amen.
And let him do it. Once you turn, look, and this is where many Christians, they struggle too much, and that's why I can't get away from it. They try to turn around, and they said, all right, Lord, I'm going to serve you. And they're going to try to walk this walk. And it ain't but two steps, and they're already falling back. You can't do it. No, you can't.
Right.
You can't. You're not the way.
Amen.
You're not the truth. He's the truth. You're not the life. He's the life.
Amen.
I want to live for God. Let God live in you, and you'll live for God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to be a Christian. Well, get Christ in you. He's pretty good at it. He's actually the definition of being a Christian is to be like him. So the only way you're ever going to do that is to get you out of the way and let him live.
Amen.
Hardest thing for a man to do.
Amen.
It's the number one thing. Because he thinks he can handle it himself. Cain thought he could handle his salvation. He said, that's all right, God. I appreciate your input and things, but I just think I can handle this. I'll be all right. God shows the supernatural. We have the same thought many times when we have unbelievers come and things like that. Oh, God, let something just come and just show them the truth. And then what happens? God answers. And he shows it without a shadow of a doubt. And they go on the same. And we get discouraged. Oh, God, we did something wrong. Lord, Moses felt like Peter judged his ministry that way. Miracle, the flies, and part of the Red Sea, and we get manna from heaven. Want some quails, here they come. And only two make it. Feel like you failed. How many, you probably agree, if you're going to be in their natural mind, what a failure. What a failure. All these people out there, and they all died in. Goes to show the plan is the best thing. Jesus came, the Savior of the whole world. When he finally got to the cross, he thought he had 12, and they all left him. He said, didn't I choose you 12? One of you. I couldn't even get 12.
Right.
I had to pick the other two. But that's that description of my people fulfilled. That they're going to smite the shepherd and the sheep are slain. In God's mind, he didn't need it. The Bible says, you're my people. Even if I wanted to convince you, I couldn't. Because you're, come on now, you're as eternal as he is.
Amen.
I believe this here at the beginning, God just giving us a few nuggets here, and I hope it's okay we just go through and show what Paul had to say about some of these things. Not a direct sermon itself, but I think it's good to, you know, we went through every verse of this chapter or this book, we might as well not leave any of them out. Because I like all the words. I don't like Christ on these Mondays or Sundays and Wednesdays. I like them every day. I don't like just Genesis and Revelation and this book. I like it all. It's all good. I don't like just 47. As long as that quote doesn't go against what I kind of do. Just eat it all. It might be a little bit in your belly, but if it's the word, it'll hold.
Amen.
If it's the word, it'll feed you.
Amen.
And if it's the devil, it'll poison you, no matter what it is. Verse 1. Let brotherly love continue. You thought, after all this time, why does he still got to go back to that? That's the hard thing for most Christians to keep doing. So you didn't just say, just feel good, you know, we all have a good service, and the Spirit comes down, oh, love each other. No, dry time, too. Hard time, too. Confusion time, too. And you're thinking this, and the brother thinks that about me. No, no, forget all that. Let brotherly love continue.
Amen.
You'll never go wrong loving. You'll never go wrong loving. Because even love will correct.
Amen.
Amen. Even love will cause problems. Even love will, and all the things that we don't think love will do, it will do it.
Yeah.
But it's still right.
Amen.
It's still right anyway. Let it continue, which means go ahead, brother, get out of the way and let love continue. Because who's love? Y'all know 1 John. Come on. God is love. The prophet can say, how do I know I love God? I love you.
Amen.
Can I say it even, except like Paul did, you know, this is me, Andrew, not the Lord. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And even just the nice things you say and stuff, I want you to know that personally. Sometimes it's hard for me because it's, I don't know, maybe you have the same problem. If somebody gives you a compliment, it's just hard because you know it's not really you. But you don't want them to feel bad for saying it. I like that he said it. Like Brother Bram said about the man, he's like, oh, I just bless God. I don't take no credit for nothing. He said, I don't want no people saying nice things to me. He says, one thing different between me and you, brother. I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
I like when people say nice things about me. I like when people say, hey, I really appreciate that message. I know it came from God. I know it used me, and it really wasn't my thought or mine. But I do appreciate you saying that anyhow. Because really, you do have a choice.
Sure.
You know the gifts of the Spirit are in 100% control of you?
Yes.
But you're in 100% control of this. Because unless you'll step aside and let God use it, it won't do it.
Right.
You can do that. You can come in and you can have Almighty anointing. You can just come down. You can have a gift of prophecy or whatever. We go down the list and just come on. You're so strong. But if you say, I'm not doing it today, you won't.
Amen.
You know, if you're going to be an unbeliever, come in and say, you know what? I'm not going to believe this no matter what happens. You won't.
Amen.
Because there's only one way to please God. That's by faith. We just went through that whole chapter. Don't let these things go. Keep these nuggets in. What's the foundation of everything we have? Is true, genuine faith, which is the seed of God that lives in you. Everything else is just, you know, even the Holy Spirit anointing, we love it and appreciate it, but without the seed, it won't quicken anything. Power of God coming to service. Oh my, we need it and I appreciate it, but if there's no character, if there's no life in the people, it means nothing. Prophesy the future and then go ahead and commit adultery. We'll see how successful your ministry is. Is that okay? It's the truth. God wants Christ again.
Amen.
And Christ was the whole package. He wasn't just character like we have in many Methodist churches. We're okay, we're going to all be nice and good and clean and holy. We're going to live right. And then somebody gets sick and we don't know what to do. Oh, where's the power of God? Oh, no.
We all pray this really awesome prayer. Here we all beg and cry and plead, and we'll anoint with gallons of oil, and we'll do, and nothing happens.
Man, maybe I hit a little too close to the
mark.
Now, I ain't trying to brag, but I'm saying when I wanted to pray for people, I'm not interested in that. Do you believe me that if we lay hands on, that if we agree together, like Jesus said, two of us agree together, he'll do this.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, then let's talk to him like I would talk to you and say, hey, can I have $5 for the can? I don't go, Brother Kent, oh my, praise you, Brother Kent, Brother Kent, you're awesome, Brother Kent, Brother Kent, you're so great, you're so fabulous, I just can't, oh, you can't find us, hey, Brother Kent, you're just awesome.
Right.
Come on, it sounds false, but you know we've done that.
Yeah.
We treat them that way, don't we? Now, there's times to just worship God, there's times to just, Lord, you're just awesome, I'm just here to praise you, but when you've got a request, let it be known.
Amen.
He said, well, he already knows. Yes. He wants to hear you say it. You brothers know how that feels. You know what she wants. What do you think you got that from? You don't want to pay for it. You know you already got 7 blankets. You don't need me. I still love you, sweetie. I really do. What did he say? I've already gone to prayer. I'm going to go through. Place for you. And as the prophet picked that up in the heavenly, or the home of the heavenly bridegroom and earthly bride, he said, he fashioned it just the way he did. Just like any man would have wanted. And the second we get the revelation, and I believe, I'm not trying to take it away from you. I'm just saying we need to actively act. Say, God, I believe, and I'm going to keep saying that you are doing things for me that are just so far above my imagination. Man, we already read the Bible, what the Bible had to say. He does exceedingly abundantly more than anything we can ask or think. How? By the power that works in us.
Amen.
It's time to quote the whole scripture, not just what is kind of convenient. Because then that puts it back on you and me. When people say, where is this God? You should be able to stand up and say, he's right here. What do you want? You say, that's proud, brother. No, I just know who I am. I'm a son of God. And I'm here to tackle a kingdom. We ain't here to find the kingdom of God. You should be packing the kingdom of God. But Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. And that was before they received the Holy Ghost. Goes to show the predestination that was in you was the kingdom. And when the power came, the kingdom lived. And the kingdom took over. That's why they said, these men have turned the world upside down.
Amen.
You should have a reputation. When they have a serious need, oh, don't make fun of you, they did everybody else. But when they had a serious need, all of a sudden, oh, Jesus, we're fine.
Yes.
We're fine. I mean, my daughter's going to die. They'll do it to you and I. They do it to me. I don't know. Hey, can you pray for me? And if you get in the flesh, it's tough. But the love continues. You go, my goodness, you've been in the front room for 6 months straight. You call me this, you call me that. And then once you get in, you're going to come in. My dad even put that picture on Facebook, and I shared it because I said it was God. And so at the old time, you know, back in the day, the whole family's down praying on the couch. But nowadays, everybody's got something in their face. By the time he's done it, why are we sitting right here in Laodicea? But it's time to realize we don't live here.
Yes.
We're not from here, but from a kingdom.
Yes. Amen.
And we are in that kingdom because we've already done that in Ephesians. We are already now seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, because when he rose from the dead, you rose with him. Because you weren't out here floating about in space, you were in him. Because even when we were up there with him, when he came on earth, God poured, what does the Bible say now? The fullness of the Godhead came into him. And when he died, we all died with him. When he died for the sins of the world, we all died for our sins right there with him. When he rose at the end, we all rose.
Amen.
And every redemptive blessing ever was already paid.
Yes.
And not just held in his hands, he gave it to us.
Amen.
And we know he gives you just enough to keep you going. Isn't that right? He's a good storyteller. I tell you what, I love the way God tells stories, because he knows how to lead to you. Knows how to leave it to where, oh, there's ain't no way. There ain't no way. There's no way this is the Son of God. He might have believed it during the miracles and Lazarus coming to death, but after a while he said, oh, no, this ain't the Son of God. We done deceived everything. We got the 70 to backslide. We got all the disciples to run away. We even got Judas to turn on. We got it bad now. What were they doing? The worst thing they ever could have done. And the Bible tells us, had they only known the plan of God, they never would have touched him. But aren't you glad that no matter what the devil comes up with, how much wit he's got, faith is greater than reason.
Yes.
Amen.
And when God said before, way back in the Garden of Eden, the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. That had to come to pass. And how people can't believe serpent seed, I just don't understand it. They think that's Christ. Well, if the seed of the woman's Christ, where's the seed of the serpent to crush? Come on now. How can there not? If there's a seed of a woman, there's got to be a seed of a serpent. Or is he really just crushing some snake somewhere?
No.
You see how foolish that is? That's what your conclusion becomes.
Right.
No, that old serpent, that wasn't what we were talking about. The Bible, book of Revelation tells you we're talking about Satan.
Yeah.
We're talking about a spirit. An evil one, which is called a devil, in case you think it's just a nice, you can get angry, you just got an evil spirit. No, you got a devil.
Amen.
You need to get off you.
Amen.
Not do that. Because you got to let brother love you.
Amen.
That's what Paul told us to do. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me back to my topic. I love verse 2, and I want to encourage you to do this. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. You think some guy's just walking right in front of you? No, you don't know. Actually, I'm going to read that quote. All right. I got to put this in this sometimes, because it's all right. I believe you think it's all right already.
Amen.
You believe the word?
Amen. Amen.
program is the adoption of Part 4.
That's one.
How many remembers when I used to walk the power lines? Well, I've walked right through the power lines many times, had to walk 30 miles a day through the wilderness. I had 280 miles of line to walk. I go down through there, shirt my hand, and oh, so tired, walking through them jungles and green briars cutting. Meet some old farmer and sit down in a tree and talk to him about being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. He would say, well, I've wanted to be baptized. I said, it ain't very far to the creek. And he would say, and I took many a man right down there and baptized them in the name of Jesus. Take them right on down to the line, just as hard as I could go. That's right. Many a time in my work clothes, baptized one coming right off of the pole. Set up there across, walking across the pole. I was a lineman too, working across the pole with a man talking to him about the Lord. He said, why, Billy, one of these days I'll come up to your church and be baptized. I said, what do you want to wait till then for?
Amen.
We're right here by the river. There's plenty of water right there. Catch them right now. That's right. That's the time, Philip said. The eunuch said to Philip, here's water. What doth hinder me? That's right. What doth hinder us? That's right. Nothing. If you're ready, that's the time. Don't let the devil get a chance to wet something in there. Don't put off tomorrow what could be done today.
Amen.
Tomorrow might not come for you. Remember one time I did that. Learned, taught me a lesson. Put off something that I should have done in one day, that was too late. I can't remember exactly. There was another one where he talks about, did you talk, he talked to that old bootlegger and that old streetwalker down there. How do you know that ain't the Son of God?
Right?
How do you know that ain't predestinated Son of God down there? I'm sure glad that Jesus found a way to find that woman at the well to show us that God can make you do all kinds of work and all kinds of labor for one soul that looks like it's never going to get saved, but it's predestinated to life. He had a need to go by Samaria. A need, not a want, not a desire. And I'm so glad one day he had a need to stop by my bedside and say, come back, my son. Here's the Holy Ghost you've been looking for this long. Because no man can do it himself. It takes God. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. And how many times in the Bible did they know an angel before it's too late?
Right.
Right.
Man, think if an angel comes in this day, oh my, I won't see it. Oh, if the Son of Man got revealed in this day, oh, it would just be here.
Uh-huh.
And it is.
Yes.
An angel standing there when Samuel was born, Samson, took him right there talking to Manoah and his wife. And I think I might have that, but one of them names, Amalek. I always get Samson and Samuel all mixed up, but hey, you understand what I mean. And they sat there and talked to this man. He said, you're going to have a child. He's going to be Nazareth, do all these things. And then all of a sudden, he went up in the flames. He went, that was an angel. We're going to die. That's what he said. Joshua one time saw a man walking in the line of duty, and he was so ignorant of who that was. He pulled out a sword against God and said, are you for us or against us?
Right.
Come on. Is that all right? Sword and cut down. Took his shoes off just like he did Moses. Look, we don't got a new message. We only do what the message told us to do. Joshua didn't add no word. He just did what Moses told him to do. As I was with Moses, so I'm with you. And I'll say to you today, church, as God was with the prophet, as his God is with this message, so is he with you. Because you and the word are one. How many believes Brother Branham was accepted?
Yes.
How many believes the word he said was God's word? And if you're a part of that, you are already accepted.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Verse 3. Remember them that are in bonds as bonds with them. There you go. Now you can take that, and I believe he meant that even for the Christians in jail. Remember them. He even said one time, he said, remember me. Remember my bonds. Remember what I've suffered, because unless you carry it out there and you make it something else, it's not. What I've suffered is now in vain. They obeyed it. They did what Paul had to say. God help us to do what Paul had to say. But also, I believe it for the sinner, too. Don't treat him like he's got a saint mind. He doesn't. Don't treat him like he's going to be able to make sense of things. He can't. He's an animal. He's worse than an animal, actually. At least you can train an animal to do some things. You can't train some. The second you get them on the right path so you can get through AA and get rid of their drugs and all these things and tell them to be a good boy and all this, by the time you take your hands off, there they go. At least your dog will quit getting the cookies, isn't that right? At least he'll stop messing in the house, isn't that right?
The sinner, you can't do that. He's a nature change.
Yes.
He's a pig. We are pigs. We didn't have no mind to save ourselves. We weren't looking for God. God looked for us. Brother Ted, if you came and found me, I'm going to make it. Because he made it for me.
Yes.
His salvation plan isn't us trying to get saved. It's him saving us.
Yes.
And he had pleasure in it. That's where he could say when he killed his own son on the cross. He had pleasure. It pleased him when he died. Even Jesus himself. Remember the Bible says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross.
Amen.
And how we've illustrated before, how the Lord's illustrated that to us, that it was so joyous when he saw us over there getting healed.
Amen.
When he saw us over there all discouraged, but then the blood came and it took the sin curse from us.
Amen.
Oh, he began to take it all with joy. I believe in that, and I've said it before, but when the angels came and strengthened him, I think all they had to do was show him that for a second. Said, all right, not my will. And he walked to the cross willingly. He had so much power still being the Word. Remember when he said, they said, where's Jesus? He says, I'm him. And this wasn't that fake Pentecostal stuff we look at today. Oh, I got the power, and you just, yeah, okay, no. This was a man of authority. He didn't have to get a bunch of hoopla and yell in his room. He just said, I'm here. And the I am is speaking.
Amen.
And when I am speaks, the I was or the I will be shuts up. That's all the devil is. He was, he will be for a little while longer here, not too much longer. But he won't, he's no I am. I am's present, and I am's from eternity. I am never started.
Yes.
I am can never end.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Right now. You say, this life, this sir.
Yes.
I've been translated. I'm not hearing you.
That's right.
You call me crazy all you want to. I ain't talking about this guy.
Yep.
He's going to be changed like that anyhow when this thing gets kicked off. And the only thing I'm waiting on is God show me where they're at. Who is it?
Okay.
Who is the body of Christ still? Because you can feel
it. Yes.
Somebody else.
Yes.
Then once this thing's together, it's kicking off time. We're not waiting around.
Amen.
But I'm telling you right now, if it wasn't for somebody that needs to get the Holy Ghost, God could not put up with this sin-cursed world the way it is right now. Because think of how you think about it. Doesn't it just sicken you to think of all the abortions? Late term and killing babies after they're born and all this stuff. Raping children and all this stuff. Homosexual children, priests and all this nonsense. It's all over. Filth is garbage, and God forgive me for even saying anything about it, because the Bible says some of that stuff in darkness, we don't even need to talk about it, it's so disgusting,
right?
But it's the truth anyway. That's the world we live in, and oh, wasn't sin so tempting if Adam and Eve only saw it? They wouldn't have touched it. But that's not how Satan does his business. He doesn't tell you the whole picture. He gives you day one. That's all right. Even day two, even year one, you know, you get away from every story you ever heard of someone trying to lie, cheat, and steal, guess what? They get caught. They reap for it. You never get off scot-free because they're not hiding from man.
Right.
They're trying to hide from God.
Right.
And I'm sorry, he already knew all about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
He didn't even learn it. He didn't even figure it out. He already knew it.
Right.
God knows your heart. You better fear that he does.
Right.
He really does. He knows everything in your heart. He said, God, if there's wickedness in my heart, I'm not here to lie to you. I'm here to say, get it out of me.
Yeah.
All free tonight, church. Remember them that are in bonds as bonds with them. Because remember, one day you were in their condition.
Right.
One day you were out there. One day I was a little sixth grader that thought it was cool to go out and smoke with my buddies. Praise God, I never got addicted to this stuff. But I was out there. How many message people that saw that little boy out there smoking the cigarette and said, oh, poor guy. See you in hell. And it's so easy.
Right.
It's so easy, dude. But you never know. You never know. I thank God. I thank God the kingdom of God works this way, that there can't be a big I, because we all had to come to Calvary, and we all had to die. We all had to say we're the scum of the earth, and we all needed converted.
Yeah.
Yep. Hallelujah. None of us just came born again. We all needed it.
Yes.
Jesus didn't say so. Amen. Unless you're born again, you won't see anything. Everybody's kingdom of heaven. Sorry. Remember them that are in bonds as bonds with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. So you see somebody's afflicted or tormented and say, God, and that will get you in real prayer if you can really say, God, just thinking, for instance, if that was my wife that had cancer, or we just read the brother that had cancer, what if that was your husband that had? It changes your prayer a little bit. But that's the way we ought to pray for them. That's why what Paul's trying to tell us here. That's how we let brotherly love continue. By putting, what is brotherly love? Taking yourself and pushing another man's shoes. I tell you what, all this scribble in the message, even in all this nonsense that's gone on, if men would just do that, we got over it. We got over it. And I mean both hands. It takes both sides.
Amen.
It does. It takes people just to be honest and say, you know what, brother? I hate you.
That's the truth.
I'm sorry, but I do. And I need God to forgive me. Forgive me. And I love you.
Right. Amen.
And the other man would say, you know what? That's fine. And do what Jesus said. How many times you forgive him? Well, he did this. He cursed me. He did this. He turned his back. He made fun of me. He did. How many times are you supposed to forgive him? 70 times 7 every day.
Amen.
Here's a message from God. Ready? Get over it. Just get over it. Just get over it and serve him. Because what is that? It's just a big ball and chain. You're logging around because you're too proud to say, you know what? I was wrong, Lord. Can you please cut this thing off?
Amen.
The second you'll be honest with God, it'll leave. I thank God many times where I've done that, and I'm not here to be Superman. I've got bitter. I've got anger. And what is that? We already read that. What does it do? It defiles many. It causes all kinds of problems. What happened to Israel? Oh, a great prosperous nation until Saul got jealous of David. Tore everything up. Help us, Lord. Verse 4. Marriage is honorable and all, in the bed undefiled. I think we understand that. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So when it comes to what we have, the only thing we need to have is him, and we have him.
Amen.
Because he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Now, I love this. I'm going to say something that might roughly be credited. I'm going to say one time. Because I trust you to be Christian. Is that all right tonight? You know that scripture isn't quoted exactly just the way it was said.
Right.
That was Moses. He said, he will never leave you. He, God, will never forsake you. He just said that God said. I'm waiting. I'm going to let that soak in. When Moses said, he will never leave you, God had already said, I will never leave you.
Right. Exactly.
The word he was saying wasn't Moses.
Right.
God
said.
And you look at how many times, and I hope this doesn't stumble you at all, how many times the Old Testament's quoted, and it's, you know, you're like, well, that's not exactly what I'm saying, but it doesn't contradict it ever. It's a revelation that was brought because it was still hidden back there. Now the light has shone.
Amen.
Isaiah said, except the Lord had left us a remnant, we should have been like Sodom, like Gomorrah. But then the light was shown, and Paul said, unless the Lord had left us a seed.
Amen.
It wasn't just a few people that were living by the skin of their teeth. It was the predestinated seed of God why we weren't consumed like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Amen.
Right.
People want to get on Brother Branham because he quotes the scripture and it's not exactly, but it's still true anyway. I'll give you the best example I would hear is what I forgot to talk about. I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. How many know that that's not what the Bible says? It says, he said, I will be with you to the world, and I'm with you always. He doesn't say in you. But you can find where he said, I'll be in you. You can find where Paul said, Jesus Christ lives in you.
Right.
Is it true?
Yeah.
And in that day you'll know that I am in the Father.
Yeah.
Father is in me. I am in you.
Yeah.
You in me. Isn't that how they got Jesus? How they said, oh, he's not scriptural. We know the prophet comes from Bethlehem. If only would have studied for a little. Hey, why don't you go ask around a little bit? He did come from Bethlehem. What are they going to do with these prophecies that they're finding in?
Right.
60 men, where are they? No, when it's too late, it'll come up.
That's right.
And God will show you when California's in. Everything's falling apart and you're looking around going, oh my.
Right.
Like, oh, here it is.
Yeah.
60 men falling on earth. Dead. Found the skeleton of the fish that's called Jonah. You got it somewhere? There was only one, too. He didn't say there was a whole bunch of them. He prepared one fish to swallow a man with an oxygen tent on the inside and maybe enough food to eat or something. I don't know what. But he lived there for 3 days.
Yeah, that's right.
And he was able to come out, and the Bible says he vomited.
Right. Right.
How do you get through these something?
Well, the reason is you're going the wrong route.
Exactly.
God said it, it happens, it's over.
That's
right. Some little man, we're talking, well, he was little in far stature, but she didn't realize the God that was in that thing. Oh, my. One man after the order of Melchizedek, a man that didn't have to answer nobody. A man who was in it. A man who already knew it all. A man who never learned one thing. God help us to just put our faith in him and forget what we got to think about. So we may boldly say, verse 6, and this is another one. This isn't exactly right, but it's true as far as what he says in Psalms, but it's still true anyhow. The Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do. That's his folk. Holy Ghost filled people.
What? Quit stocking off the tribulation. We don't need to have your old, you know, we had the Y2K, then we all get all of that. And FBI's as well. And I thought stuff, and every time that happens, and I'll say it again,
we joke about it. Me and Dad were talking one time. Dad begins to explain, I can't remember what it is, and say I doubt he does either, but saying, I think it's going to happen like this, maybe this time, this time. I said, Dad, I've been thinking that for years, and now you said it, and it's not going to happen that way, because Jesus said no man knows. Come on. What does he want us to do? Just to be ready.
How
are
you
going
to be ready?
Just love him. Be in him, and when he comes, you're there.
Amen.
When he leaves, you're there.
Amen.
The rapture's not a thing. It's a person.
Amen.
It's actually just a vacation. It's that person going on vacation for just 3.5
small years.
Before we can renovate this place out, because he don't want you here for that. He don't want you to watch the construction site and all. He just wants you to watch it all wiped out. And that's the thing.
Right.
And we'll come down, you know, and what does that all mean? I don't know, but I want to be there.
Amen.
I don't know what we're going to eat on the marriage supper of the Lamb, but I want to eat it.
Amen.
It's better than what they're giving us now. My goodness, you better pray over your food. Who knows what that trash is? Say, well, it's this, it's that. I don't even know if I trust them, you know? Who knows what they've done with this place? Because sin causes death. That's the real problem. And they try to deal with this problem, try to deal with that problem. They never get to the problem because the problem's sin. You get rid of sin, you don't have death anymore.
Yeah,
I'm so glad God didn't tell me to get rid of sin. He said, I'll do it.
Amen.
He looked for a Savior, and he found one. It was in his mirror. He said, I'll do it. Somebody's happy. We're going to get to the end of the conversation here in a minute. Verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God. And actually, can we stop there and go down for a second? Go down to verse 17 with me. I just want to cover this now. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account. They may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. I understand, look, we're not going to take this to New Platonism. I'll bash that here in a second because I hate it.
Amen.
God hates it and the God of me hates it. Anytime I see that nonsense, it makes me angry. It really does. It stirs up in me. I remember one time something on Facebook, and God have mercy, I even do a discussion at all. I haven't done it in a long time, but I did. And on and on and on, and this guy got on there and said, you know, all these, unordained people getting on here trying to spread their stuff. And I said, get off your horse. They got the Holy Ghost? Oh, yeah, brother, you got it? Okay, then guess what? You're on the same plane. Sit down.
There
ain't no big eye over you and all this stuff. If God gave the Holy Ghost, you should be able to accept them.
Amen.
And God puts men in positions. We understand that. God has set in the church. The Bible is very plain. God set in the church pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets, and apostles. That wasn't our choice. He did.
Right.
If it had my choice, I wouldn't do it.
Right.
Can I say that tonight? I wouldn't have done it. He made the choice. And he gets, and there's rule there. We understand there has to be some sort of order somewhere. God's not crazy. He doesn't do things in confusion. The Bible just says they obey them and have the rule over you. How now? As people that will have to give an account.
Right.
means put your confidence in knowing that the man behind the pulpit realizes that if he hurts you, he's accountable. That if he tells you something wrong, he's accountable. Then you can put faith in him because he's going to do his best. It's the same with a wife. And oh my, how they'll scoff for, you know, women submit yourselves to your husbands. And oh, they just hate that. Oh, let's read about the husbands for a minute. Husband, love that woman like yourself. You trust a man that loves you like himself. Can I embarrass you? Walking through Walmart. Thought we were finally going to get out of here. Already calculated in my head. All right, we're going to spend this much. Right. Sure enough, here comes the bill. There's the bill. She looks at me. Look, and I believe this. I believe this is what we ought to do. I don't think it's something men should play around with. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Brothers, sisters, brothers, we should love our wives as ourselves. It's not easy. I don't need another fleece. It looks ugly to me. I told you I was going to embarrass her. But it's only $7. That car, let's go. And that's... It's the truth. Now, why do I have no problem
doing
that?
Amen, brother.
Why do I have no problem doing that? That woman will die for me. She does. I'm happy.
Yeah,
I'm going to be honest. When I was in the world, my goodness, I made a mess of what I did all kinds of things I never should have done. And I look at a girl like mine. I'm going to lift her up. I'm going to praise my wife. You know, God kept her away from you, and actually her first kiss was our kiss, and I said, God, have mercy. I wish my first kiss would have been her kiss, but it wasn't. And even thinking of that today, and any man that's got any kind of man to him that no girl's ever been kissed before, there's something about him. Okay. You know, I had to respect that. Even not even being a Christian, I would have respect for her much more, knowing that that's a daughter of God. You know, never been defiled. You know, I couldn't kiss her until then. Like, there's just nothing, that never could have happened. And I know that, did that happen in 2014? Not without the grace of God. And I'm happy that she was able to, I'm sure she is too. That doesn't mean we didn't get the grace of God on this end too. All of us said, you might have made mistakes, you might be divorced from now. I said, aren't you glad the prophet came around and said, look, you're forgiven, go on. Go on. And I tell you that now, if you're still looking back, you're looking at the beginning of the conversation. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the end.
Yes, sir.
What's the end of this conversation that we're having tonight? Whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. What's the end of what we got to say? Jesus Christ
yes.
is the same
Amen.
Yesterday,
Amen.
Today, forever.
Amen.
When we talk about David and how David slew Goliath, it's not time to let that be the story. What's the end? Jesus Christ that stood there and that took that rock and slew a giant
yes.
can come today in the Holy Ghost and slew any intellectual giant.
Amen.
That's the end of the conversation. When God told Noah, build an ark, I'll destroy this world, and you'll be safe, even though it looks stupid, it looks ridiculous, the ark will hold. The same God came and took a man that everybody rejected. Took a man that stumbled, that didn't quote scriptures just right every time, didn't get his name right, didn't get his birthday right all the time, and all that stuff. Took that man, and gave us the word, and said, trust it. It'll make through, it'll bring you through.
Yes,
amen.
The same one that took a man that was killing Christians and said, no, Ananias, go show them what great things you'll suffer for my name's sake. And without that man, you and I would not be here today.
Amen.
There would be no New Testament. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. We say it, and I say, God, let that be my life. What you were yesterday, all that was awesome. But you're the same today. You're the same today. How many times we go and we think, oh, when we got converted, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm on the glory road. Maybe a few years in. And all of a sudden, what begins to happen, you lose sight of this. Oh, my skin hurts. Getting weary.
us before we got out in this wilderness said we're going to make it. The word was true for all of them, but unless they believed it themselves, it didn't do anything. We've already read the word without mixed with faith was no profit for us. And I'm glad. There's something in me. When I heard the word, it didn't just go in one ear and out the other. It took root in my heart. And I became it. And I'm becoming it. And it's the same every day. It doesn't change in power. I don't change in status with God. I am accepted.
Amen.
I do not change. I'm not half a son one day, half illegitimate the next day. I am a son of God.
Yes.
Son of God, and your daughter of God, foreordained before the foundation of the world to be standing in Laodicea and to conquer it.
Yes.
And more than conquer, overcome.
Yes.
To not only stamp the place to the ground, but to build up a new kingdom.
Yes.
Verse 9, and be not carried away with diverse and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established to grace and not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied there. What are these strange doctrines? They're not the end of the conversation.
Amen.
For Jesus Christ, you know, he's the same as what you know, we need to do this. Or we need to quit doing this. But what happens? It becomes religion, and you go right back to the old system before the New Testament. Does anybody know where Nicolaitanism came from? Brother Bram even says that right in the church. Like, I wish I knew where that right was in my head, but I know it's in there.
Right.
He took an ordained word of God. Look at the devil now. He's not stupid. He took something that was established. Through this much of your Bible. I'm going to go ahead and put my tongue. That whole portion right there. He took that. I took it and moved it. God doesn't say he hates things very often, but when he does, you better listen.
Yeah.
When we see that influence, that can be on both ends.
Right.
What is Nicolaitanism? It's exalting the priesthood, the relation with God that the lady can have. And sometimes the lady wants that, because they don't want the responsibility of being in the presence of God. There's a big responsibility. What much is given? What's it? Why?
Yeah.
Yes. When you see somebody sick and you have to call a pastor ever to get anything done about it, you're being a Nicolaitan. Pray with you is one thing. Say, brother, you know, we prayed with them, we believe, but can you believe with us? Amen. But to say, I can't do nothing about it, can you come help? Don't do that. Don't do that. No, no, follow my faith. Don't reach it. Follow it. Be it. Where did I get this faith? This ain't my faith. This is the faith that was once delivered to the saints. That's what I'm here standing for. That's what the message is. It's the same thing. It's in a different dispensation, but it's the same thing. No, Paul didn't have a body translation, but he had the same faith that would have caused it had he lived in this thing. That'll keep the cult idea out of it altogether if you recognize that. That's why we don't have another chapter of Revelation, because it was already there. These things were said, but what did Paul have to say about it? Right now. I see through a glass slide. But then, it'll be face to face. People put that all the way up. No, that's this day. That's this day. Because when you see Christ, if you'll actually look through the Word, you look in the mirror and you see the Word. But if you look through the wrong eyes, you'll see the devil. There's a revelation there, and I can't give it to you. But it's the truth anyhow. Are you two people? Kind of. Really? No. Because one's dead. And as long as you quit taking your creative power as the Son of God and resurrecting that old dead man, let him die. How? Faith is what creates anything.
Yeah.
If you speak unbelief, you'll create it.
Yes.
How about I say it? Pervert it. You'll take your faith and you'll pervert it and it'll create death. But if you'll just take faith, how, brother? Say what the Word's got to say about you. The end of the conversation that the same God that walked the shores of Galilee is in you now. The same man that could look at people crucifying and say, Father, forgive them, lives in you now.
Yeah.
And when people tear you one side up and down the other, that's my, and just me as a believer, that's one thing I look for in a believer more than anything. Can he stand? Not necessarily from a God either.
Yeah.
Can
can't even stand a scruple to be able to love anyways. Oh, the power of God and things. I believe, and don't let me downplay that. There's no power of God in your experience, something wrong. Supernatural God, supernatural anything.
But if there's no character to go with it, you've got an impersonation of the power of God. You've got just the anointed, and you can be just Jesus. Do you hear me now? The power of God, casting out devils, healing the sick, doing all kinds of things. Going to hell as fast as any man ever did. It's alive. And it'll conquer. Did Jesus help? What devil didn't Jesus conquer?
Oh, we say it. But by the power that works in you, it's still the same.
Yes.
So when the stronghold begins to rise, and they'll come. Oh, yeah. You better be ready. You're in a fight. If you join a nice rosy party, you know, we're just going to lay around and have a little picnic. You join the wrong religion. Pick the wrong one. Go be a Buddhist or something. Or just go sit and think. No, that's easy. No, I'm talking about fighting.
Right.
That's the heart. But you have already overcome.
Amen.
We're talking about the end of the final. I'm talking about this battle. Look at the end, and the battle comes easy because it's over.
Right.
It's over.
Yes.
You got to leave time and live an eternity where it's done.
Amen.
And we sing the song, it's already done, it's already, the battle's over, the victory's won. But you have to believe that, or it won't live. You'll be down here scrupling with the devil, and oh my, he just shadow punches better than anybody I know.
Right.
He's better than you, I'll tell you that right now. And people just throw the scripture at him blindly, don't know what's going on. No, be a son. Be a son. Look the devil in the face and say, get out of my house. In the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Gather all things to Christ. As I said this morning, all the little nuggets that we find, these great little things, you can polish them from Genesis, you can polish them in Exodus, you can polish them in Leviticus and bring them through, and in the Revelation, they'll end up being Jesus. You take Joseph, and you take Abraham, you take Isaac, you take Jacob, you take David, take any of those nuggets, those men of God, and see if you don't see Jesus Christ displayed in each one of them, that he might gather together all things, one in Christ Jesus. Did this scripture only apply to our day? How could it? It said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So all the way back, every time you read this Bible, that's why the prophet told us. You read one scripture and don't see Christ, read it again. Because that's what he is. If you read the word, in all its forms, losing everything. You have to recognize that you're not listening to Brother Branham.
Right.
You have to listen to me. You're not listening to Brother Andrew.
Right.
And you can sit there and just, yeah, it's Brother Andrew, and it's just another service. You can do that, and you'll walk out the same. Actually, walk out worse than you got here. Because you ain't going to leave the same. We are called to come up higher, and to come up higher, and to come up higher. And it come up higher. When we get to eternity, we're just going to keep going higher and higher and higher because it won't end.
Amen.
Because it never did stop. And I'm waiting for that place.
Amen.
I think I'll stop there. That's not good. I think you understand. Psalm 138 in a little book. I know, but he is my everything. He is my all. Let's just sing that first for a little bit before we move on in the service. I just want to get an atmosphere to let the faith, to let the word just soak. That's why we sing. We're not, don't have song service in the church. We're having worship services. If you don't know how to worship God, I don't know why you're going to heaven. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to like to do. It's actually just that's what we are doing. Yeah. Okay, well, raising my hand. Oh, that's worship, yeah. Raising it, but it has to be from your heart.
thing of it is you, if God knows your heart. And if you're expressing yourself, just do it with all your heart. I'm not here to beg people on and create this false thing and we just have big people on. I just want people to express their love to God freely. Do it any way you feel. Even right now, if you want to pray and just worship, you go ahead. Don't worry about your neighbor. It ain't kind to worry about neighbors. We're here to invite you. The same one. Yes, we the same God. It's here once it's over. What do you have for me? What do you want from me? Because I want to give you everything you need. Just like you talk about my wife, what do you want from me? Oh, God, let me do it for you. Being your wife, Lord, is just the greatest thing I could ever be. And whatever you want is my command. So tired of feeling this way. Look, it's just you and him right now. It ain't nobody else. Nobody else is looking. It's you and him. Say, Lord, make it clear. I just want to love you. I want to be in your presence, Lord. I don't want this thing that's holding me back. I promise you deliver me, Lord, and I'm believing it now. Oh, when you raise your hands, you're surrendering. That's what you're doing. You're getting rid of it. You don't have it no more. Don't let the devil give that back to you. You're delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. Go free. Well, I don't feel the way I'm. Quit doing that. Kind of quit being little babies and be Christians. We don't base it on feelings. We base it on the word. He said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. And he's already done it all. Exactly right. You worship him.
Hallelujah.
worship. How do I worship? As if it's already done, because it is.
I love you, Lord.
That's how you praise Him. That's how you stay free. That's how the devil gets defeated. Unreserved worship. Hallelujah. Oh, let the Holy Spirit have its way tonight, church. Praise His name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, just keep rising in faith. Keep rising in worship. Keep rising out of this world. That's what we're ordained to live in, heavenly places in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Glory. Oh, that realm where we'll raise our hands and they won't get tired. They won't hurt. Our voice will sing praise. It won't get raspy. We won't get tired. It'll just feel better every moment, every day. Oh, God, show us the reality. We pray. Lord, I pray for the saints of God. That Satan, you take your dirty, rotten hands off God's property. You're a squatter. You don't have any power. And we adjure you as a body of believers in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out of this place. Get out of our families. Get out of our homes and all your deception. You're defeated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you for your delivering power. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yield yourself all together. All 100%. Unreserve yourself to God. Don't think about anything but Him. Don't hear anything but His word. You hear that word coming through. It says, you're free. Go free. That's Him saying it. You feel that joy begin to bubble up. That's Him giving it to you. Begin to feel the love of God say, I forgive you. Come back to fellowship. I can't do that. He did it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is why we come to church. We don't come to church just to hear some words and sing some songs. We come to fellowship with Him. And oh my, it gets milky in the room. Yes, Father. The same God with the prophets here with you now. Not a different God. It's the same God. What do you want from Him? Why does He got to tell you your name? He already knows it. Why does He got to tell us our address? And our... He already told you. He already knows all about it. Believe Him now. The prophet told us there won't be another sign in this age. You have to believe what was brought. Then it'll live. Hallelujah. I believe in getting anointed with oil and laying hands. I believe in the scriptures. If you have a need, if you'd like to come forward, just keep healing yourself now. Don't be afraid of the Spirit. That's the best thing that ever touched you with the Spirit of God. Oh, I know your flesh ain't going to like it. It don't profit nothing. Don't worry about that. Go ahead and leave that comfort zone in the trash where it belongs and let God do what He wants to do. Pray with our sister. You believe too. You pray. You love too. Feel the infirmities of one another. Let the Spirit deliver each one. We should be a victorious armor from top to bottom. Hallelujah.
Sister. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we lay hands on our sister. May this shoulder go back to normal. We rebuke this infirmity in the name of Jesus Christ in this body. We pronounce it well. We agree together. We thank you for it, Lord. By your stripes, we're healed right now. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Thank you, Father. Go well. You lift his hands, Liz. Don't hold it back. Lift it. Lift it to him. That's why he gave it to me. That's it.
Oh,
healed this sister here.
Yeah.
I don't heal people. He just did it.
Amen.
Anything else? Amen. Look, if you have an infirmity, I'm telling you right now, there's an unction here. Don't leave with it.
Yeah.
Don't leave with it. That down spirit, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it go. Let it go. I saw that dirty rotten thing. Let it go. He's defeated. He's lying. Does for us. What else does God have to show us? He loves you. He loves you. Doubted, brother, sister, you just praise Him. That's exactly what you should be doing right now. Don't try to make it complicated. Love Him. That's all He wants. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate it. Hallelujah. You're so good, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Praise Him. Don't you appreciate it tonight? Stalling, just letting the Lord have His way. We're not just sitting around. We are here to conquer devils. We're here to watch strongholds get burnt to the ground. Days of partial victory are in the past. It's time to be the victorious army that you are. You have no spot or wrinkle. You have the very righteousness of God, the very power of God living within you. Take over all of your land. Thank you, Jesus. Children, family, homes, you've got it all. You possess all things. Health, joy, peace, love, it's all yours, child. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory to God. You're worthy, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being here, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's exactly the right thing. Let go and let God have His wonder. Tell you something, he's saying,
praise your Lord.
Some of you all, and I love you, but this is what you got. You're waiting for somebody else. It's not time to do that anymore. You want to come to the Spirit moving and think you're waiting for somebody. Oh, it's going to be sister, so it's going to be loved. What about you, Christian? You're a believer. Maybe you don't. Speaking healing to someone that's over 50 miles. Yes. Yes. Maybe that's what God wants you to do right now. I'm going to hold that up. Jesus, don't. Just keep praying. You don't need it. You're not trying to confuse you. Don't give on your privileges. That's all we want. That's all it is. It's by faith.
It's by faith. I believe. It's by faith.
And I receive.
faith I'll overcome.
It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith.
I'll see the sun.
I'll see the sun. It's by faith that I
amen.
It's by faith.
Hour, he'd be able to witness on his end that he was made well by the same God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we believe and receive. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's that simple. Believe. Well, I don't want to prolong the time. I believe God has had his way.
Amen.
keep having his way. Because guess what, brother, sister, you wake up in the morning. Look, that's the end of this conversation. He's still the same in the morning. He's still the same at the job. He's still the same at the house. He's still at the shit. He's still the same when Satan tries to give it back to you. He's still the same. You've already overcome. Hallelujah. So I'll let you be dismissed tonight if you need to go. God bless you. If you want to stay in praise, you go ahead. If you want to stay in worship, you go ahead. God bless you, saints. We love you. Listen.
How great is it?